Welcome to Shomar Shavu and the Daf. I'm Sochim Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara and Amud Aleph at the beginning of the page starts with the words Ein Achros Shlishis Machras. A third opinion cannot be the one we pass in Halacha. Rashi explains, if I have two opinions similar to what we have in our sugyo, Machlikis Bishamay Bishilel, what do you do with a barrel of wine that became tamit? So Bishamay says you always have to spill it, and Bishilel says you could keep it. Comes a third opinion of Shmuel Bar Yosi, says there's a difference between if it's in the field or in the house, or there's a difference between if it's new or old, you don't paskin like that in Miloshita. Unless B'Chama or B'Silel would explain their opinion and say that there is a difference between house and field, or difference between new or old, and they disagree with that difference, then you would come in Machriya like the third opinion. The Rishonim, you discuss the explanation where Rashi says, but Rashi really explains himself in Baba Kama. Because Rashi Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Tet Zayin says that we do not know what's the reasoning of the two first opinions. It could be that if two first opinions have a different reason than what we understand. So if the third opinion is following somewhat of one of the two first opinions, so then you could say you have one opinion, one of the first two opinions that says something, and you have this third opinion that says something. I have here a Rabin Keneged Yachid. I have two out of three that agree in something. And then if the third opinion agrees with the other Mandomer on his another point, so then you have two against one on that other point. But that's only if you know the reasoning of these opinions. If you do not know the reasoning, then you cannot come and say that opinion number three agrees with one or two, because it could be they have different reasons to their explanation. Now the Shach in Choshemish Petzimel Chafei, when he speaks about this concept, do you combine together two opinions that have different reasonings? He says the only time you don't combine it is only when they're talking about different cases. They're not dealing together about a case. For example, you could say that's the case over here in our Gemara. Basil B'Shamay had an earlier generation discussion, and then came later Rabbi Shmuel Abiyasi to be Machriya. But as the Shach says also similarly, if you have Sfarim today, you open them in Sfarim, and you see one opinion discussing this case, have another opinion discussing this case, if they do not have the same reasoning, you can't combine them together to be Rabbim. But if they are discussing the same case, you definitely can combine two opinions, even though they have two different reasonings for these opinions. The classic example is by Sanhedrin. When you had a discussion in the Sanhedrin, the Beis Din, and yet a majority of opinions agreeing that this person is chayef, you followed it, even though the reasoning could be different. We never found that all the dayanim have to agree to the same reasoning. The fact that they have different reasons why they got to that halacha still combines them to be the rabbim, to be the majority. I don't care what the reason is, I care what the halacha is. And this brings us to the depth of what halacha really means. Because why is halacha called halacha? Halacha is lashon halicha, walking. Why are we saying walking? So pshat is brought in different places. Really, we know that shivim ponim la Torah. There's 70 different ways to explain and interpret the Torah. And they're all true and all has something true to it and depth to it, which is emes. But when we get the halacha is how do we function? In this world, Olam Hazeh, I can't have 70 different opinions about one thing. You have to follow one. So that's what's called halacha, halacha shon halicha. How do I walk? How do I perform? What do I do in order to do halacha l'maise? Everything is true, but I need to know what to do in this world. By the way, we know it's brought down in Chazal, halacha b'yadua Esav soyne le'akiv. It's a halacha that Esav hates Yaakov. What does that do with halacha? So again, the same idea. Sometimes you will have exceptions to the rule, that there will be an Esav that doesn't hate Yaakov. But the halacha, loshon halicha, the normal way how we function in this world, is Esav soyne le'akiv. So immediately that's the depth of what the Shach is saying, and to explain what Rashi says over here. I don't mind if you have different opinions, because I'm not paskening halacha l'maisa based on opinions. Opinions, I can have 70 opinions. Halacha l'maisa is how I'm noyeg l'maisa. What am I supposed to do? So I have two opinions that tell you to do the same thing, even though the reasoning is different. I do combine them together as long as they're said in the same time, in the same place as the Sanhedrin. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please send an email to shormachshava@gmail.com.